Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex. And
welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
No.
Oh man, I thought we were doing okay.
Define okay.
Like, you know, I don't know, like, enjoyable movies?
Oh, it was enjoyable.
Maybe a little, but only because of the fact that it was like a trip into pure insanity.
Exactly.
And I don't mean like good kind of insanity, like, oh, this was entertaining. It was like, just like, what the hell are they doing the entire time?
Well, it was entertaining.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily call it entertaining.
Oh, I would. This is that bullshit. This is that bullshit.
This is the bullshit you want?
This is that bullshit. That just low, cheap fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Where nothing truly makes sense. Characters don't act like normal people. And things just happen.
It's another one of those movies that's really short, but they pad out, like, everything to make it, like, a feature-length film.
Yes.
So that means they probably only had about 30 minutes of, like, actual story, like, and everything. And they had to pad it out to an hour.
It's an hour long, pretty much.
It's an hour and 3 minutes. Without the credits, which the credits are 5 minutes long.
The end credits, yeah.
They last for fucking ever.
Well, they have to. You gotta pad it out to that magic hour, 8 minute mark, apparently.
Apparently. Sorry, I need another beer for this. Alright, so tonight we watched Axe.
Axe.
That's it. That's the whole title, just Axe. Nothing for no frills. Just like this movie.
There are many frills in this.
There are no frills. Stop. Just stop it, Alex. Please, for the sake of all of us, just stop.
Bitch, this went places you did not expect. I guarantee you that.
It went places I didn't know that I didn't want it to go.
Oh, how dare you? You didn't want what we got?
Hell no.
What'd you want, Will?
I don't know. How about like a cohesive plot that actually made
Who
sense?
Who the fuck how needs about, like, that?
How about decent acting?
Who the hell needs how about, that?
How about like a, you know, the premise was okay. Like the premise, it was cliche, but you know, they could have done something with it.
Oh, they did.
And hey boy, they did a lot with it.
They
oh
did.
Oh my god,
well,
did they do a lot with it.
They did do something with it.
But we'll get to that. So, Axe is a tale about a woman and a grandfather.
The touching story.
Yes, and three goons.
Three Goombas.
We have no idea where they're from.
Who the fuck cares? Well,
and that's pretty much all you need to know. All right, goodbye. All right, that was it. That was good night. No, I'm just
oh, but Will.
Oh, it's so much to go over.
The shenanigans.
My notes are like the shortest I've ever taken.
The
like,
shenanigans that occur.
Oh my god! All right. So this movie starts as a movie. Has lighting, you know, just shows a house and a tree and a sunset.
Mm.
While the credits roll. Normal credits, nothing crazy, no, you know, no insanity, which I don't get now that we watched the movie, why there wasn't crazier credits. Except for when they show the title, Axe. I guess some guy was like, hey, so it looks great and everything, because it's like a different text and it's all like jagged and stuff, and he's like, now, what would really drive the point home? Let's have blood trickle from out underneath all the letters. And so they do it. That's the only time. Then it goes back to credits, and it starts the movie.
And we get...
Oh my god. So we get the three Goombas walking upstairs and...
Into this
They just go into an apartment. I think they're breaking in, but they just easily go into the apartment.
Well, they easily go into the apartment, because... This movie defies logic.
At every turn.
And it's very smart.
Whoa.
It's...
Okay. Whoa. See, I'm gonna stop you.
It's only an hour long, Will.
Smart. Hell no.
It's only an hour long, Will.
Dumb. This movie is not smart.
It's the smartest. You see, it's an hour long.
Alex, I said this at the beginning of the episode. Stop it. Just stop.
You see, it's an hour long, so they can't waste time with showing them breaking in and shit. They just open the door. The door is open. I don't know. Everyone in this movie leaves their doors unlocked.
That means the director only had an idea for an hour-long movie.
God bless him.
Like, who goes to make a feature-length film and is like, I don't have any idea how to make this an hour, so here you go.
Would you rather this was longer?
God, no.
Exactly.
Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
That would have been sheer torture.
Exactly.
Okay. So,
they're waiting for somebody.
They're just fucking around with the guy's stuff, and they find, like, dresses and wigs, and apparently he's a cross-dresser.
Or something. And one of them starts, like, there's this one Goomba who always has a cigar, and he just starts, like, burning the...
The dress?
A dress that they find. And they're just waiting. Waiting. Somebody walks upstairs, walks past the door. It's not them.
And they're already, like, one guy's at, like, the doorway with a gun. And, yeah. Like, another guy's just sitting there, like, you know, anticipating someone coming in.
So, eventually, the right people come in. And it's a guy, it's two guys. And they immediately grab him. And the other guy is, like, he sits in the corner. And starts falling asleep.
Yeah, he, like, falls asleep. I don't know if he's, like,
No, he's supposed to look scared, but apparently the actor, his idea of looking scared...
Is looking bored?
Is to look like he's falling asleep.
Yeah, they're like, okay, look scared, or like, alright, I got this.
He's, like, barely keeping his eyes open. Yeah. He's, like, barely keeping his eyes open. But they start, like... I still don't know why...
We don't know who this guy is or what he did. I guess they just like to fuck with people.
But they're like holding him up and the guy's got a cigar. And he's like, hey, does that cigar smell annoy you? Tell me if it annoys you. Oh, it annoys you, does it? Well, you should put it out.
And then he stuffs the cigar down the guy's throat. And then, like, you know, keeps jamming it down for, like, 30 seconds.
And the guy's like,
and they get him on the ground, and they just start beating the hell out of him. And one of the older guy grabs a doll off the, like a little doll off the couch, and starts beating the guy over the head with the doll.
Well, the other one keeps, like, kicking him and punching him, and whenever he punches him, it keeps, like... It's supposed to look like it's from his perspective, because it's like they have the camera lying on the floor, and the guy's, like, pretending to swing at the camera.
Oh, it looks so bad.
And they do this for, like, a good minute.
The guy beating the guy with the doll, though,
is hilarious.
Fucking Beth.
At first, you don't even know what's happening, because he's just whacking him with something. And we're like, what the fuck is that?
Kind of reminded me of, like, there's a South Park episode where Cartman tries to kill Kyle, I think it is. And he, like, attempts to use a wiffle bat. For some reason, it just reminded me of the scene of Cartman trying to kill Kyle with a wiffle bat.
But the important part is, while he is being murdered through the power of awful editing, the guy in the corner is, again...
Just falling asleep and looking bored.
Looking weird. Like, looking a way that if you're watching your friend... or a lover get murdered, you probably wouldn't look like this.
He only looks concerned when they start coming after him.
Yes.
That's the only time he actually looks concerned.
So they murder him. And they're like, what do we do with him? And they start coming at him, and he gets scared.
And jumps out a window on the 12th story.
Yeah, and they're just like standing there like, why would he do that? It's 12 stories down. Like, ha ha ha, funny.
So, then we get a scene of them driving.
And there's one who looks like Bob Ross.
Do we get, like, little interjections of the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do. We get her...
her, like, taking care of her... I guess he's paralyzed.
Business.
Yeah, taking care of the paralyzed grandpa.
Yeah.
We don't get the chickens yet, though.
The chickens are later.
Hopefully. Yeah,
so she... Oh. During the scene when they're waiting for the guy to come in the apartment, because the one guy keeps, like, fucking around with the dress, the other guy's like, get me a glass of water, and then drink it for yourself, so you have something to do. Again, real human beings, okay? But yeah, they're driving, and the guy who looks like Bob Ross is uncomfortable.
I should mention, the guy who looks like Bob Ross in this is the fucking director and writer of this movie.
The fucking
alien. He had to star in his own goddamn movie.
The alien who made this.
Exactly.
He is worried because he did not think that they were going to murder somebody.
They're like, why'd we murder him? Like, we didn't have to, I guess. Again, we have no idea why they were even...
So it's these three guys in suits.
Well, we don't even know why they were targeting that one guy. We have no idea why any of that happened.
We know nothing.
Yeah, they literally didn't explain jack about any of that.
But it gets better.
Yeah, it gets more confusing. You're right. It does. Stop. It's
better. Because we get the iconic convenience store scene.
Oh, Jesus. So they stop at a convenience store. They're like, hey, Billy, do you want anything?
And he's like, I'll get some nuts.
All right, I'm going to go in with you.
Starts normal.
Yeah, they go into the convenience
store. Billy's in the car. Billy is Bob Ross. He's in the car. The two go in the store. Starts out normal.
One guy goes to the produce section and starts eating an apple.
He just picks it up and eats it.
And the other guy starts shopping around. So he, like, the guy then, like, starts, like, looking disgusted at the apple and, like, spits it out.
You call this fresh fruit? Well, we just got them yesterday. And he throws the apple at the clerk. Yes. It's this woman.
Yeah, across the room.
And I'm just like, oh no. And eventually, he throws everything at her.
Because at first she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and take another one then. And he's like, I don't want your fruit or something like that. And
I don't want your poison fruit.
Starts like throwing apples at
everything.
Her.
He throws like 50 apples at her.
Now you can't make this shit up.
Like, you don't need to.
It happened. This is bonkers.
It happened.
So they start throwing everything at him. And then
they walk up to her.
They walk up to her and he has a melon. He's like, wow, you got nice melons.
I bet she's got nice melons too.
I bet she's got nice melons too.
And I'm like, we got it the first time you said it.
Yeah, you didn't need to fucking go deeper.
Sorry, but we all know the melons are boobs. We get it. But they're like, take off your blouse. Or take off your shirt, whatever it is.
Oh my god. And then she
slowly takes it off and they drag her to like the corner of the fucking store.
And they decide to, like, no one else is walking into the gas station.
No.
No one else ever does.
Nah.
This whole time.
Nah.
So they, like, kneel her down and put an apple on her head and he's taking 10 paces and then turning around.
Oh, before that, they were throwing apples at her and, like, shooting them as target practice.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. This was happening.
And she didn't say a goddamn thing about
it. She didn't say shit. But now they take her in the corner and they put, like, an apple on her head and they're gonna, like, try to shoot it off her.
And she keeps crying and keeps knocking the apple off of her head and they, like, getting irritated.
Like, it falls off and then they shoot. And it looks like there's blood on her. But then it pans up and you see that they shot a bottle of ketchup. And so she's covered in ketchup and then they walk over to her and one of them just, like, spills his Coca-Cola on her.
He just starts pouring his Coca-Cola on her.
Is this not, like... I know what they're trying to do.
I get it. I do.
But, oh boy.
They're doing it the exact wrong way.
No.
It just comes off ridiculous.
From here on out, this is the only way. Because this is so childish that I won't accept any other hooligans in movies.
No.
This is it.
This is the magnum opus of hooligan movies.
This is the magnum opus of hooligan movies, is these guys acting like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, and they continue to do it the entire movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't stop there, because it's going to get a lot stupider. Sure. So when we get a scene of the girl taking care of the grandpa,
she gets a chicken.
She goes to get the chicken, cuts off its head with an axe.
Ha ha.
Get it? Foreshadowing. Axe. So she does that, goes up to shave her grandpa, like puts the salve on his beard.
And then doesn't do
it. And then doesn't do it and wipes it off.
Sure.
And then the hoodlums show up.
Cause they are just like, someone here is gonna, you know, let us stay the night.
Right, because they're going to make... Because
they'll make them.
They'll make them. Because they've already established that they're crazy.
They're bad people, Will.
They're bad.
They're so bad.
So
they show up.
They go up and, like, knock on the door, and she doesn't answer. And they, like...
Go around.
They go around the house. So one, the cigar guy, walks around the house and, like, easily gets in the house.
And he walks in the kitchen. And he sees, like, the chicken with its head cut off. And they walk and they walk, and eventually they see her. And they're just like, you know, we need to stay here because our friend is sick. Is it just you here? He's like, no, it's me and my grandpa. He's paralyzed or whatever.
And then
Bob Ross shows up, and he's like, well, look at that. Our friend is fine now, but we still have to stay
there. I think we'll take your hospitality, even though she said no.
Now.
Well, because they're being dicks, you know.
Now we'd like something to eat.
Make us something to eat. So she makes some chicken.
Oh. And potatoes. Also, the cops show up. For no reason.
Oh, yeah. They show up for no reason, and they tell the girl to, like, tell the cops to go away.
And they do, I guess.
So they do. I don't know what she says.
I don't know why they showed up.
Off camera, but... So they make themselves at home, they're eating chicken and potatoes, and, like, I love your favorite line in the entire movie.
Because they're, like, talking, and they're just saying, because, you know, when normal human beings have dinner, they say things.
Yes.
Like, this food is good.
Yeah.
Thank you for the good food, blah, blah, blah. And the guy who made this movie...
Or, like, stuff like, I wish I could have this every night, or something like that.
The guy who made this movie, see, he's an alien.
He doesn't understand human speech.
He's seen people have dinner before, but he doesn't quite get it.
He doesn't fully understand human dinner.
So as this guy's munching on a chicken leg...
He understands humans for dinner, but he doesn't understand humans... like sorry, humans as dinner, but he doesn't understand human, like, dinner...
Interaction.
Interaction, yes.
So as this guy's munching on a chicken leg, he's just like, the cooking is good. Makes you want to eat. As he's munching on a goddamn chicken leg, he's like, makes you want to eat.
Who says that?
An alien.
This chicken is good, it makes you want to eat.
The cooking is good.
Makes you want to eat.
That's what you say, like, before you eat. Like, that smells good. I want, you know, makes me hungry.
So the girl goes away, and then we get the fucking random scene of, like, oh, where'd this guy go?
Okay, so... She goes away, and they're just sitting there, and, like, Bob Ross is getting annoyed. And then we hear, like, something crashing.
I don't understand this. It never explains this scene. It never. This is just, like, a throwaway scene that they just kept in the movie.
It's another alien. It's just another alien, Will. And then we see some guy running away from the house.
And they chase after him for a minute, but then stop.
And then they lose him.
And then that's it.
We don't know.
It never explains that scene, never goes back into it, and yeah, then just jumps to the next scene.
We don't know who that was.
I have no idea.
Who knows?
So, Lisa's in the bathroom.
And she starts seeing things.
She starts seeing, like, blood on the mirror and stuff like that, and, like, a snake in the... I think it's a snake, but it looks like a giant black turd.
It's the tie.
Yeah, well, remember? Is it the tie?
Yeah.
Okay,
She sees the future.
I guess so. She's clairvoyant.
So, yeah, and then she takes out a straight razor.
And, like, is gonna cut her wrists, and then Billy...
shows up.
And he's like, hey, like, let me come in, let's talk. And she's, like, almost cuts her wrists and puts the straight razor away and walks out. And he, like, tries to apologize for, like, how they're treating them, and then it just goes into full insanity.
Then,
Don't worry, it's about to go full tilt.
They're
it's about
sitting,
to go off the rails.
Oh, it's been. It's been.
Don't worry, it's gonna go more off the rails, though.
They're sitting in, with the grandpa. And he's one of the guys throughout the entire movie, and almost every scene he's fucking around with his nails.
Yeah, he starts clipping his nails. He starts clipping his goddamn toenails.
He's just clipping his toenails.
He just clipped every nail. Like, he's just clipping some nail in every scene.
But again, aliens.
And then the cigar man finds a cap and just, like, goes over to Grandpa and,
puts,
like,
it, on
puts it on his head. And he's like, batter up, Gramps!
He also finds a dress that belongs to the girl and
starts
rubbing
it. Yeah.
Like, very suggestively.
Then they have, like, a... I don't know, they have a... Like, they don't really... Nothing happens here.
Well, it's just... They go to sleep.
And then the guy's smoking on the bed while, like, stroking the bed.
He is stroking
while,
the bed.
Seductively. Because he wants some.
He wants some. And he's gonna get it.
So he, like, puts his cigarette out.
He gets up, walks to the girl's room, and as he opens the door, he starts stroking his crotch.
No, he doesn't stroke his crotch, though. It's
he
weird.
Rubs it.
He, like, rubs his thigh, like, near his crotch.
That's where his dick is.
Apparently.
He's an alien. Don't judge him.
Their dick's on their thigh?
Yeah, okay. And their arteries are in the back of their fucking neck.
Apparently.
Because...
So he goes to rape her, and she, like, reaches to her, like... So he's, like, on top of her, trying to, like, push
trying
her down
to fuck her with his thigh.
And he, And she, like, reaches over to the nightstand, pulls out a straight razor, and cuffs him in the back of the neck. And that kills him.
Well, let's just say this. He starts screaming like a fucking dying animal. Yeah.
Like, for, like, a good, like, 15 seconds.
As she just, like, slowly...
She, like, saws the back of his neck.
Slowly saws it.
Now, I'm no scientist here, and I'm no doctor or anything. There's no major artery in the back of the neck, is there?
There is if you're an alien.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you're wired differently. If you're wearing your meat suit, you know...
Your dick is in your thigh, and your artery's in the back
of
your neck.
It all depends on the meat suit you wear.
It does. He had a bad meat suit.
That's true. He had a terrible meat suit.
It was a little defective.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have... He should have had it replaced for a newer model.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because it was too thin in the back where their artery is.
Yeah.
I guess so. So he dies.
And she starts cleaning up.
She, like, drags him into the bathroom and, like, puts him in the tub.
And then takes an axe.
And chops him up and puts him in a steamer trunk.
And that's it. And then she cleans everything up. It's spotless.
Yep.
It's the next morning, and,
She's, like, trying to push the steamer trunk out of the bathroom, and the, like, Billy comes over. He's like, oh, like, let me, like, can I help? And she's like, no, I got it. And he's like, then he's like, no, let me help. And, like, tries
he
to...
He does.
He starts pushing it. And, like, this is the funniest, like, this is my favorite part, because he's like, at first, it's, like, super fucking heavy. Like, he can't push it. He's, like, trying really hard. He gets it, like, to the hallway and everything.
But
he's
then
still, like, struggling with
he
it.
He has to carry it up into the attic.
Yeah, and then he, like, he just picks it up. And, it, like, he still tries to make it look like it's heavy, but he fails at every point. He's just like, hit! And it looks like there's nothing in the steamer trunk because there's nothing in the steamer trunk.
Well, he's an alien.
And while he's, like, lifting it up and putting it on the next step, blood starts to drip out of it.
Yeah, and then he finally gets it up there and his hand's covered in blood.
He's like, what? What's going on?
He opens it up and we get a flashback.
Of the guy dying.
Of him having his back of his neck slowly cut.
Yes.
And then he's like, who did this? Who did this? And she...
She blames the other guy. And
she just says some vague shit.
Well, he said, like, it was
the
whatever.
Other one.
It was the other one. He wouldn't let me tell you.
Yeah.
He said not to tell anyone.
So I'm
but
guessing...
But isn't it... She doesn't... Okay, so here's the thing. We're led to believe these guys have been on this spree for a while now, right? So there's a level of trust and, like,
well, technically the other two maybe, but not the
third guy,
not
maybe.
Billy.
But she doesn't even give an explanation on why he killed him. She just says it was the other guy. He told me not to tell anyone, and that's it. Like, there's no explanation on why.
Yeah, but well, if we got an explanation, then this movie might go over the hour and 10 minute mark.
It's true. And, you're right.
You don't. We don't want
to do that. You only need an hour and 8.
You need this thing to be short and sweet. Get it. Get done. Just finish.
And we're already almost to the end. So.
So. Yeah, he's dead. Then they go into the woods.
They're like, is there anywhere we can talk in private?
Yeah.
And she nods, and then they go into the woods.
So they are walking, and she has her straight razor with her.
And she's carrying it behind also, her back. Also,
there is a random axe in the woods.
I will tell you, this movie, like, not like a ton, but it's like a video game where there's axes everywhere. They're just like, axe, yeah, axe.
In video games, there would be, like, guns in, like, random areas. Just randomly spawning weapons. Well, this is like that, except there's just randomly spawning axes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's just an axe in the middle of the woods that doesn't get used, but it just shows us. It's like, we get it. The movie's called Axe. You know?
Well, then the weirdest... This is the weirdest scene. I still don't understand why this scene happened.
Because if this scene didn't happen, the movie would have been too short.
So he needs to take a break by a rock...
Well, they're talking.
And she, like, opens the straight razor and is gonna, like, go up to him and they just hand it to him.
Well, no. She's obviously... I'm pretty sure she was gonna kill him.
Maybe.
But for some reason, him, like, doing that just... Because why would she carry it behind her?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, then he's like, oh, thanks. I'm gonna need that.
He's like... You're way ahead of me. I'm gonna need that. So it's like doing this suspenseful thing. She slowly takes out the straight razor, and then she's like moving it, and then he's like, "Oh, you're way ahead of me. I'll need that." And he just grabs it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, okay, yeah, he has a beard. Is the logic that she just brought that out there so he can shave?
Like, hey, you really need to shave. Like, your beard's getting way too big.
For protection?
I have no idea.
The other guy?
I have no idea. They don't explain it.
So he decides to chill in the woods.
So she goes back and she starts cooking a can of tomato soup.
Which very conveniently looks a lot like blood.
Well, it looks like... It doesn't look like tomato soup. It looks like just straight costume blood.
Yeah.
Which I think they just put in a pan.
I don't know.
So they go... She goes up and like starts like...
And the other guy shows up.
Yeah, and she's about to go up and...
And he's like...
He's like, make me food.
Oh, she makes some food, but again, aliens.
You mean two slices of bread?
It is two slices of white bread with nothing.
Yeah, he's just eating it.
Nothing.
Like it's a sandwich.
Yes, but again, aliens, Will.
So you're because talking...
this is just proof. Aliens are real. And they made this movie.
They make a lot of the movies we've watched
because
on this podcast.
It's... Could they not get, like, a piece of bologna?
Something.
It is literally two pieces of white bread with nothing, and he's eating it like it's a goddamn sandwich. Like, it's the most filling sandwich ever.
So he starts saying, like, oh, you're so pretty. And
I'm
like,
so glad we have
some
alone time.
We have
some
alone time, and he's, like, gonna get his Mac on, I guess, apparently, too. So she's like, I have to take this food up to my grandpa.
It's like, yeah. You have to take it to your grandpa, and he starts getting pissed.
Oh, he's watching his shows? I'll give him a show.
So they go up there, and he just...
Starts like... it's like this big power struggle between him and her.
You know what this is? This is the dumbest, like, struggle I've ever seen.
Oh, it's dumb.
It is... Okay, they are struggling, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
By struggling, meaning that... Her hands are, like, smushing his face so he doesn't kiss her, and he's just, like, shoving her around.
They're just, like, rocking back and forth.
Rocking,
like,
back and forth.
Violently.
And there is an axe.
Convenient.
Conveniently, in the room. And she is trying to grab it, and this goes on for, like, 2 minutes of them struggling and her shoving his face, and then she finally gets it and kills him.
Yep, she, like, swings it, and, like, it's off camera, but you see blood splatter on the grandpa... And the TV and all that stuff.
Then we get...
Oh my god, the greatest ending
we
ever.
We get true insanity.
This is fucking full tilt insanity.
This is true insanity. This is when this is glorious.
So the guy shows up and is like, hey, where'd this guy go? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Somewhere. Like, she's
have
so,
some soup.
She's so vague about everything. But
have
like,
some soup.
Have some soup. So he just sits down and starts eating some soup.
And I'm immediately like, let me guess, there's something in the soup.
So he, like, starts seeing blood.
Well,
like,
he starts... First he hears it.
Yeah, he starts hearing a dripping sound. He's like, what is that? And then, like, he looks at the fireplace and there's blood dripping down on the
wall. But he's still eating the soup.
And then he finds a ring in the soup. So he stands... That's... Not the blood on the log, but the ring in the soup is when he decides to stand up.
He is very calm during all this.
He's even calm until he dies.
So he stands up, walks towards the fireplace, and you hear a... You hear like a boosh.
Like a thud, yeah.
And it's the guy.
And he's just dead.
So presumably, according to the logic of the aliens, she killed him and then shoved his body up the chimney.
Now... Anyone's normal reaction to seeing something as horrific would be, like, probably some screaming or swearing or, you know, like, they'd get really, like, really, like, upset.
You want the reaction?
Do it, Alex.
Okay, so, dead body falls out of the guy he's been with falls out of the fucking chimney. It's
all caught
up. We
don't know how long they've been together either, so just keep that in mind. Like, we have no idea how long they've been traveling together.
She basically... presumably fed him soup that
like
has...
Blood soup. Yep. And,
so this...
And he
okay.
falls out of the chimney. Okay, so...
So he sees all this.
I'll set it up for you. He falls out of the chimney. This is the guy's reaction.
No. 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 No.
Yeah, that's... That's... How... Who reacts to, like a dead body like that?
Now... This movie is on YouTube. So if you think my... That was like a joke. Reaction?
Please go watch it.
Fucking watch it. And tell me. Because that is his reaction. He starts shaking. He starts shaking his head. And just... No.
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 It's...
It's only the very end that he's like... No.
No! And then like he...
Well, he doesn't even scream. He's just like... No.
So he runs out of the house and he hears sirens, and like the police. I love this scene because the police like the car. It's from the angle of like the dashboard.
So it's worth noting that the police car
is a normal ass car.
Is a like normal civilian car in this, and I told Will I was just like, that's because they couldn't get their hands on a police car.
Yep, and the sirens in the like the above the on the dash. God,
it's like a decorative light that they like.
Stuck on the dashboard.
It's like where you would have your GPS.
Yeah.
Instead, they put a fucking siren.
Mm-hmm. So I love it because it's like a first-person angle.
From the dashboard.
And they pull up to the stairs of the house, right?
And the light's not on.
Yeah.
The siren.
So then he comes out of the house, and the police car is like a few feet away from the house.
It's like 20 feet away.
Yeah, 20 feet away from the house. And he runs out, and they like just instantly shoot him. And like
he
like,
hits
pew,
a dab.
Pew 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 pew.
He hits a dab.
He the 70s had the first dab. It's in this movie.
Billy hit the dab.
He dabs and it freeze frames. And he's like, ugh. And like
he just
Billy really dabbed on the cops. He's
he
like
fucking
dab.
Well, this movie dabbed on us, okay? That's what happened.
This whole movie's a dab, yeah.
He dabs, and it's a freeze frame scream. And that's it.
Yeah, and then he, like, falls. So, then we get a scene of him on the ground, and they roll him over, and they're like, that's one of them! And then, like, it just shows the girl feeding the grandpa
soup.
Tomato soup. And it ends!
The end!
That's it!
That's it!
That's it! This is the third... We've only been recording for 30 minutes? Are you kidding me?
Dab.
Oh my god, dab on them haters.
Fucking dab.
Fucking dab.
This movie dabbed on them haters.
Yes, it did.
It knew. It knew years in advance that some decades later, two jackasses would be watching this nonsense.
Axe. Dabbing before it was cool.
And they fucking dabbed on us.
Yeah.
They predicted this.
They knew. They're like,
fucking
oh.
Alien.
They mostly come out at night. We predicted they're going to review this shit.
They're
going to
shit on this movie? Well, we fucking dab on them.
Dab on them.
Fucking dab on them haters.
Oh my god. Okay, so before I get into mine, what were your final thoughts on this film?
It, in theory,
okay,
this thing operates like a normal movie. In theory,
things do happen.
It has a normal plot, you know, to, like, okay, this is several years after Last House on the Left, which had, like, the whole thing with the girls get raped and then the parents take revenge.
That was, like, one of the first ones to do it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like...
It
was really shocking.
Last House on the Left was a... It was a remake of a Swedish movie from, like, 10 years earlier, but it was, like... Last House on the Left was way more, like, graphic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the plot was, like, these girls get raped, and then the parents take revenge on the criminals.
Yes.
And so this is trying to... This is kind of like that, but it's, like, instead, the girl gets revenge on everybody. But it's, you know, criminals do horrible things to a person, and the person gets revenge. So, in theory, it operates like a normal movie. But once you get down to the details, it gets fucking weird.
The devil is in the details.
It is. Yep. Because then it just stops functioning like...
Like a movie.
Well, it functions like a movie, it's just not like an earthly movie.
My final thoughts are like kind of this along the same lines. Like, I think there's movies that did this plot way better. Like, even before this, like Last House on the Left, I think the way they portray it, like, the thing about this is, like, yeah, like, the guys are, like, sure, they're bad guys, but you think about, like, Last House on the Left, they did fucking horrendous shit.
Yeah.
Like, they set them up as these fucking, like, demons of people. They are true monsters.
Now these they try.
Now, these guys, okay... Yeah, they're fucking terrible. Like, you know, they are terrible people. But, like, I think the problem I had with it was that, like, they didn't set up, like, Billy or anything like that, like, as, like, there was only one really, like, evil guy. And then the other guy that got, they took things too far and got an axe to the face. But
I mean, the two older ones are definitely the...
They're the two ones that, like, take things too far, but, like, I don't, like... It was weird that they had the Billy character because he didn't, like, want to participate, but he was with them anyway. Was he, like, forced into that? Or I have no idea.
He just, Billy apparently wanted to do criminal shenanigans without, like, murdering people, I guess?
Well, I don't fucking know. I don't get why, like, Billy gets, like, the, you know, the stupid cop death at the end. He didn't really do anything.
Well, you're thinking... I don't know. Is it supposed to be like...
He didn't even attack him with anything. He just was running out the fucking door.
Well, I don't think the people who made this gave a fuck about that.
I don't think they did.
I think they just wanted, like, you know, to imply that, like, she was so fucked up that... And, like, what they did was so fucked up that, like, who gives a shit about Billy? That in the end, it's like you get what you deserve or whatever. I don't know.
I guess, maybe. But, like, I don't know. Like, it was just it's a really childish way to sell this movie.
Oh, you like, the convenience store scene.
It's just so just ridiculous and stupid and childish.
He pours Coca-Cola on her.
Like, I understand what they were going for, but I don't think they really hit the mark. Because, like you said, it does, it's a movie. It's
I'm not even convinced I know what they were going for. Because, like I said, it just doesn't... Aliens.
Yeah. That's all I gotta say. It's aliens, man. This movie is fucking crazy, but in, like, the wrong ways.
Like, every... Nearly every line is off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something off.
It's like those movies you watch and you're just like, whoever wrote this doesn't know how to interact with humans.
Like, people don't...
People don't talk,
say
like...
things that make... I don't know. It's like... Have you ever watched, like, or read like one of those like really bad like new age books or movies or some shit.
Yeah.
Where people just say like silly shit and they think it's like it means something.
Yeah.
But to you, you're just like, this means nothing.
Like they speak, they only speak in metaphors, yeah, for some reason.
Like that's what this felt like. People just say things that, like, one person says something, and then a person says something back, and their response is just, like,
something you would never say to that.
Completely disconnected.
Yeah.
From what was previously said.
It's fucking, I don't know.
And eventually, like, you just have to, like, turn your brain off and be like, okay, just stop asking questions, because they're not gonna fucking care. And they don't, because, again, why is there a scene where a random man runs out of the house?
I don't know.
And never see him again.
I have no idea. I can't tell you, because I don't know.
Because we thought it was Billy.
At first.
Even though, but I was just like, why, if, I thought it couldn't be Billy because the guy who ran out of the house was dressed like a hobo.
Right.
So it's like, was he just a random hobo?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Did we need that?
It doesn't explain it. So, we don't know. Yeah, so that was X. It's free. I don't know if I'd recommend the YouTube video. It's kind of blotchy and... I don't think you can watch it any other way, though.
I mean, look, if there's a better way to watch this, go for it. But as far as I know, that's it.
You don't need to try and watch a better
you know what? Of this film. I'll make the argument that you don't... This doesn't need to be cleaned up. The dirtier and shittier this looks,
the better.
The better. That's because true. Can you imagine if this thing looked like, you know, professional?
Oh, God. If someone remastered this shit?
No. The fact, like I said, I've said on previous episodes that, like, this is my shit. Where it just feels, you can sense the cheapness watching it.
Yeah.
You can sense the fact that they had no fucking clue what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I love this shit, because this is, like, what I look for, is those insanely cheap, just cheap piece of crap movies where they just stumble through it.
Oh, and he did.
Yeah.
This director, whoever the director and the writer was, holy shit.
Because you watch this and you just think, like, man, anybody can make a movie.
Yeah.
Anybody.
It, like, gives you hope. You're like, maybe I can make a movie.
Anybody. Look. Yeah. Because all you would have to do to make a better movie than this is to just, I don't know.
Try.
Have normal dialogue.
And try a little, just a little harder even.
Like, even if you can't write it, you could probably tell people to, like, improvise. And you know what?
It'd be better.
It would come out better.
Yeah.
Than, oh, the cooking is good. Makes you want to eat. As he chomps on a fucking chicken leg.
But go watch it. I would suggest watch it with friends.
It's so fucking short that, like,
it's a breeze to watch.
By the time it ends, you're just like, what? That's it?
Yeah, seriously. So it's free on YouTube. Go watch it. Any other thing you should have to add?
No.
This is gonna be a short episode, man. All right. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
No.
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 No.